Blog Talk Radio.
The doctor is in. Welcome to the Psychic Love Doctor Show with host Deborah Lee. Deborah has been practicing, teaching, and perfecting the personal prophecy card reading method for 20 plus years. This life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. This inspiring show will help you never feel helpless in life or love ever again. Now, here's your host, Deborah Lee.
Hello, everybody. Yes, it's Tuesday. We're doing our Tuesday edition of the Psychic Love Doctor Show. We're happy to have you all with us. Facebookers, you are on the Facebook page of Psychic Love Doctor Show. And, of course, Blog Talkers, you are right here with me on Blog Talk Radio. Yes, we're going to get to readings very soon. We just have to do a little housekeeping on our way in, especially for those that are brand new listening with us this evening. So I want to make mention that I'm using ordinary playing cards, which I'm holding up for Facebook, so that no one is confused that these are going to be tarot readings, oracle readings, or excuse me, or any other kind of magical system that is out there, and I know there are many. I simply haven't studied any of them. So with that said, I'd also like you to know that I will be also using a 24-card layout, which is my normal layout for when I actually do private sessions. This will be the same one I'm using tonight. For each caller, I will lay it out brand new for each caller. But we won't do what I normally would do in a session, which would be repeatedly lay them out as per how many questions they may have for their session. Because we have a time constraint, we will limit reading questions to 1 to 2. All right? So bear that in mind. And I think with that said, I'm going to turn this over to Jimbo Baggins, who is riding shotgun with me as my co-host.
I am. I want to remind everybody this show is for informational and educational purposes only. Hope everybody has a good time. Also, if you're an international caller or international viewer on Facebook Live, let us know. Tell us where you're from, and we'll give you an international live shout-out, and we have none yet to give. Very not normal, but hey, life is not always the same, is it? All right. 515-602-9676. That's the number to call in. We got like five folks or so already on hold listening to the show. And that is the key. When you call in, they'll put you on hold, but you'll be able to hear the show. You don't hear a show, something is kaput. Try again. When we take your call live, we'll announce it. You'll know. And we want you to do a bunch of stuff if you legally and safely can. So, you know, when phone calls go through computers and internet and all that stuff, you lose a lot of quality. So we want you to try to do all these things if you can to help out. That's to get off the speakerphone and the Bluetooth. That's actually the biggest one of them all, I think. Background noises are pretty huge, too. But that's Bluetooth, the speakerphone, just doesn't fly well through the computer world for some reason for us. Also, like I say, yes, the background noises are important. Multitasking, it's fun to do. That's why we like ourselves. But it comes out crappy over here, typically. So please don't do that. Perfect world. You're in your home. Go to a nice, quiet, comfortable spot that has Mamba good cell phone reception. Okay? That's the name of that. And Facebook Live folks, typically, or anybody that, well, they will be on Facebook Live, but a lot of times they are domestic and they just can't call, international can't call. We will try to open the floor for, and that's connected, we will try to open the floor for some messenger, auto video calls, whatever you decide. We'll tell you when. Don't do it and think there's a hold system, because there is, we'd have to hang up on you. And you'll have to be friends with Deborah Lee, and that's actually who you would message her. Deborah Lee, not the Psychic Love Doctor Show. Real quick before we take the callers, that is the sound of harps, angels' harps. Get it? Got it? Great. That also means your reading with Deb is done. Get it? Got it? Great. Done. sorry, we have to move on. That's our transition. It's let you know you're done with Deb for now. You can call back any other show. It's cool. And then I'm going to give you, tonight is a healing angel card reading for the road. And then we move on to the next callers. Right? Right. I think we're ready, aren't we?
I think we are.
So we shall do it. We shall go to area code 630, which that area code actually is Illinois. But who are we talking to?
Yes, hello. Welcome to the show. This is Deborah Lee here.
Hi.
Who am I speaking to?
Hi, thanks for taking my call.
All right.
This
it's
is
me.
So we have to assume it's not at first. We don't know.
Yeah.
That is a big area code that actually that number is tied to. But anyway, go ahead.
So what's happening for you? What's on your mind?
This morning I finished emailing the authorities the information on the homicide and cracked the case because I finally believe that I had all the pieces. I laid them all out, took pictures, detailed information, sent the evidence over, and I believe that, you know, now it's their time to take over, and I'm going to write my book and put all the information in there, but I'm not going to give away the ending because how would I sell books? So I started cutting everybody off today with my copyright infringement, cease and desist letters because they were taking my videos and they were reposting them and taking my name off of them. So I had to course correct all of that stuff today. And so I just want to know, tomorrow is their start of their probate side of the case or whatever. So how does it look? How does it look for me going forward? Because I kind of shut the gate and wouldn't let anybody else in now.
Very good question.
That is a good
question.
That is a good one for the cards.
So I will right now start laying them out.
She shall do the cards.
And Jim will speak with you so we don't have just dead air.
Dead air. We wouldn't want dead air.
No.
That's kind of an oxymoron, isn't it? Dead air.
It's radio talk.
I know. I got it, Jim. What's up?
Jim, why don't you like the word serendipity?
I don't like it. It's like, what the hell is... What does that mean? Even she tells me, it's like, that's the best word there is out there, serendipity. I don't like it.
It's
I don't know.
Divine intervention. There's a movie. Well, they made a movie called Serendipity.
Wait a second. I don't think that's its only meaning, though, is it?
No. Others have their own interpretation of the word.
That's what I'm saying. See, it's a bizarre word. I don't hate it like I'm thinking of jumping off a cliff. I would prefer to hear some other word or phrase.
To me, it's something extraordinary that happens when you least expect it. Yes.
Kismet.
Yes, exactly. Because I don't really believe in coincidence.
Sometimes when that's like that happens to me, I go, "Holy shit!"
You got to do that.
Sometimes that's what a phrase I use instead of serendipity.
Oh, well, it is like a really unexpected event.
Yeah,
takes place.
I'm not on a crusade to wipe out that word from the English language. I just don't like it.
And what word would you prefer?
Well, it depends on how you're using it, too, a lot. That's all. I said holy shit's a good one. But anyway.
Well, I think you are going to do very well going forward. All right? And when you're finished with this project, do you plan another? Because it looks to me that you may work on a female case that hasn't been solved. At least that's what your cards are projecting, that you might be wanting to get involved in that. So it's really going to be a choice up to you. But as far as your work, oh, my God, you're going forward. And you're going to definitely hear some very good things. And your research is going to be lauded.
Be what?
You know, like...
I got you. I heard it differently.
Okay.
Yeah, my bad. That was my ears. I don't have the best ears.
Okay, so I really think you should have a lot of confidence and move forward confidently, seriously.
True that.
And you do have a move coming again. I suppose it's to Florida is what I see here.
Okay. I mean, that's where your ultimate landing space you want it to be, then it probably will come to be.
Right. It is. Correct?
Correct.
I mean, I don't know where my home is. I picked south of Miami because that's where I would like to go. But it's like, you know, with the universe, I always call in the law of substitution. So that or something better. The reason why I wanted to live in Florida is because, you know, nobody can take your home away if, with a personal judgment. But, I mean, it's just I just know that I don't want to be living here anymore, and I'm ready to have my own home. And so that is what I picked, but it's whatever the universe. I know I feel that the new home is coming. I feel like the purchase is happening. It's going to be, like, almost, like, unexpectedly. And so, like, I'm just I'm ready to make that move and move forward just in owning real estate again and living within my own boundaries, you know.
That may not be where you're going. Now, are you planning to create some buzz or, you know, publicity regarding your book? Are you waiting for the outcome as in, you know, legally?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
Yeah.
She's got a pen name, too.
Yeah. But I really think that you will do a lot of different
residential
you know, places to live.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay. So, I got you. I thought you were going. I was talking about a different subject.
No,
I got you. All right.
You could very realistically own real estate in several different places.
Sure.
Know?
I mean, that's everybody starts out small. The ones that don't marry or get money inherited to them.
You are a very gutsy gal. I have to say that. Your cards show that because you have such an expansive way of plotting your life and going about it, that there really isn't much you couldn't do. Now, I'm not saying that you can go, you know, dance with the New York City Ballet, because that would take years of training, but I mean, in essence, you could become a crime reporter. You could be, you know, have a show featuring criminal experts and you discussing different cases. I mean, I could see you wearing many different hats and that you are going places. So it's good. It's very good. I don't see anything except,
uh-oh,
I want to leave you with,
uh-oh,
one little word of caution. Watch your money.
Money. That's a wise thing for everybody.
One. Yeah.
That's a good reminder for us all.
Yeah. Keep a close eye on your accounts. If you even have credit cards, that kind of thing.
Just anything. Yeah. Watch your, sometimes we don't look at any paperwork statements or anything. Keep an eyeball on that. I guess she's saying also sometimes we're pretty confident that we're putting some info into a system or whatever, and it's probably a scam, maybe possibly. Back off.
Yeah. And sometimes it still bites us in the butt because they have those little things that they can read your card, like at a gas
proximity
station.
Things.
Yeah.
I used to have a wallet that had a shield on it.
Yeah.
And this one might or may not. I don't remember. You can get purses. You can get wallets for your purse that'll actually show that. I can't even get a proximity read off it.
But by me telling you, you have the power to change this in advance. Okay. So I'm not just saying, you're losing a lot of money. No, I feel that by telling you, you can be vigilant and aware.
It was not insured to come true.
No, it was not.
It was just a tiny little possibility of it.
So whenever I see something like that, I want to let the ones know.
Oh, yeah. You got to know things. You have to know.
And here it is.
Here is your healing angel card. Divine mystery is the subject. You, along with the sun, earth, moon, and stars, are part of one creation, a divine mystery unfolding each moment. Be present and feel the power of now. Be in the moment and witness the wonder of it all.
Hey, I like that.
Sounds kind of like what your career.
Yeah.
It sounds like your thing she's got going on. The creative thing she's doing
before
right now.
Before I do anything, I'll make sure I call the love doctor to get security clearance on buying anything or locations or anything like that. And thank you.
Thank you.
That is just a smart thing to do.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that. So take care. Have a good week.
Thank you for holding and being caller numero uno.
Yeah.
Numero uno.
So take care, hon. We love hearing from you. All right. Bye-bye now.
Alrighty then. Moving on. Moving on to our neighbor, very close to us, same state, 703 Northern Virginia, 703.
Should we guess?
It's been a while.
Yeah.
Yes.
Is it Andrew?
Yeah. It's been a little bit. It's been a wee bit. How goes it?
Yes. How was your cruise?
Oh.
It was a disaster, but you were absolutely 100% right on everything that was going to happen.
So you, there was a guy then, right?
Oh, I'm
I didn't meet a guy. I didn't meet a guy, but however, I was hit on by a young guy who keeps pressing to go out with me, but he lives in St. Kitts. And I met not only one, but two really nice people, and we have exchanged contacts and kept in touch. So not only one, but two.
Nice, not one, but two.
And what else happened?
And then you said something about my money. Be careful about my money. So they owe me a $100 credit. I haven't seen it yet. When I say disaster, I got on the ship and they finally got my luggage. It was they left it in the rain. It was completely soaking wet.
Oh,
everything.
No.
Yes, I had to wear the same clothes for 2 days while they said, we'll wash it for free. And then I said 5 times, don't dry it. And a couple of days later when I put my clothes on, they shrunk. So I called guest services. I said, my clothes don't fit. She said, did you gain 5 pounds? I was like, I'm going to literally attack you.
Oh, my God.
A disaster.
If you don't get any relief, let me know, because I don't think that our city paper reaches you up there, up where you live. But there is a syndicated columnist in the paper who helps people with their travel disasters. Like the last one was, we spent $17,000, not we, but this was the story. They spent $17,000.
We're good. I had to do something.
Okay. $1,700. Geez, I'm losing my train of thought here.
I waited for the right moment.
It was on a, they were taking a plane to another country, and they were going to, I believe, embark on a cruise. Might have been the Greek island, something like that. But because one part of their trip fell through, they couldn't get a refund on the other. They didn't even know that it was non-refundable until they received their confirmation. Now, that really doesn't seem right, does it? So they
I have to go through my travel insurance.
Yeah.
I mean, I have travel insurance, so they're going to reimburse me, but I had to submit a form. But still.
Well, they turned to this guy, and he got them all of their money back. And then he used their story in his column. So
wow.
If you need that information, let me know.
Okay.
He's
so far, not yet. It will take a little bit to get my money back, but they say they're going to give me $100. I haven't seen it.
My
friend I went with was, a pain in the neck, literally complained about everything in the room. She would wake up 6 o'clock in the morning, to go work out, leave the lights on. I mean, it was just a complete disaster. The boat itself, the cruise and everything, wasn't that bad. She just made it a disaster, and the clothes made it a disaster. So I kind of feel like I need a do-over,
Well, whenever you travel with people, you don't always know what you're going to get.
It's a little bit of a risk.
Yeah, right, yeah. So, but I'm coming close to my contract. So I have about another 30, 35 days. So I applied for a bunch of jobs today. So do you think one will come through or something soon?
Okay. The woman is going to come back who was on baby leave, apparently.
February 9th.
Oh, boy, that is soon.
Ah, I know.
Well, let me take a look for you, Andrea.
Yes, indeed. There's a little interruption. It was so silent in here. I thought maybe Facebook was broke, so I restarted it.
Oh, and it worked.
Everything's cool. No, it wasn't that. It was just coincidence. Oh. We have international shout-outs to Jamie. Jamie says she, where are you from? I shouldn't say she, it's a he. I forget that,
It is interchangeable.
Oh,
absolutely,
100%.
Yeah,
100%. I assume wrong because I know somebody, that's all.
And
you got Jamie.
So the lady that I met, her friend got left in Bonaire. He missed the boat, got stuck in Bonaire.
Who did?
The lady that I met, and we told you. Yeah, the lady that I met on the plane. I met on the boat. Remember you said I was going to meet some lady, we're going to be great friends? Her friend got stuck in Bonaire. He's got to get back on, so it was a disaster for him. He had to go home.
Oh, boy, that can be really pricey.
Yeah. Yeah, it was a very expensive lesson.
Yeah, he's got to find his own movement to catch up to that ship or to get home.
Unless he really likes where he is.
No, he got stuck in Bonaire. They couldn't get a flight out until the next day. It was Bonaire to Carousel, Carousel to Miami, Miami to PA. So that was an expensive lesson to learn.
Okay, yeah, you're right. It was.
Yeah, you got to make that cruise.
Now I have two cool things to tell you.
Okay.
All right, one is you're going to take another trip because this one is not one for, you know, all-time great memory. You'll take another one. Maybe get a friend to go on a singles cruise with you. That could
well,
be fun.
I could, or I could do a July, like a half birthday, and be like, have a do-over in July 17th. And they have, the Norwegians have solo cruises, so I can go by myself.
Oh, really? Well, good for you.
Yeah.
Also,
yeah.
We have sailings now out of Hampton Roads. A lot of people don't know that.
They're coming and going, and they cancel a lot of them.
Well, this year, they've stacked them up with cruises to the Bahamas, cruises overseas, and also cruises to nowhere.
Yeah. Well, you know, ultimately, they kind of all come back.
Got to get a job first where I can afford another one.
Oh, yeah. They are not free at all. Nope, nope, nope.
And I do feel that something really great will come through for you for a job. In your life, it seems like, Andrea, a lot of stuff doesn't happen until, like, almost the last minute, you know?
Yeah.
You don't get a lot of room for feeling comfortable, like, oh, yes, I'll have that job, you know, in 2
right,
weeks.
Right, right.
No, it's always you're a last-minute Charlie.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how else to say it, but, oh, yes.
Yep.
And I want you to know that one of those guys you met on the cruise, or were they on the island? Which way did it go? Were they on the boat? Or on the island?
No, he's on the island. He was 27 years old. I'm like, that's just, and that's a no.
Oh, but think how fun that could be. Anyway, you really put stars in his eyes, and he's sorry that he wasn't able to, like, put the grab on you, whatever you want to call it. I'm not sure. Jim, more up on the...
Well, it depends if you want it to be nice and loving. You don't want it to be kind of like...
No, I think you
I mean, we did exchange numbers. We did exchange numbers. We'll chat, but that's not going to go anywhere.
No, I don't know.
He was trying to add to his panty collection.
You know, you can kind of... Yeah, but it's funny how you can kind of tell when there is a spark there or a connection or something that seems very dynamic, even as you just meet somebody. And you apparently didn't get a single... Or anything? Did you? No.
I mean, but he's 27 and I'm 60. He's younger than my kids. It's just that's a no.
I never thought you were that old. No, you sound very young.
Thank you. No, I just turned 60. That's what I'm saying. This is a big birthday, and I kind of feel defeated. It feel like I need a do over.
Now, what was the name of that movie of the girl who got her groove back? It was
Stella.
Stella. Yeah, that's what she said.
If you've seen it before, you should watch it again. It's amazing what a younger man can do to, you know, your groove.
Well, he was really gay in real life, so that's
not...
so to speak, but they have stamina, too.
No, and you said what they could do to your groove, but I was like,
Stella got her groove back.
You know.
Well, he was very young, too, and she...
I never saw that.
Well, of course, he doesn't watch those.
What?
Those movies.
What kind of movies? Say it.
Are you guys on Facebook? You're on Facebook, right?
Yes. Yes.
Okay, I'll have to find you on Facebook, and then we can see all my pictures that I post for my trip.
I'd love to.
True that?
Yeah.
You can send me a link. And
yeah.
I can go see. I'd love to.
Yeah, I did have amazing times. Some of it was good, like zip lining, and then the trips were good, but she just made it terrible. So I could do over without her.
You've got to pick a good companion if you're going to take one. It can be a bad parent.
Yep, absolutely. You know, hindsight.
Yep, it is the hindsight thing. Yep, it's always 2020.
Yep.
Angel card.
The healing angel card reading subject is Archangel Michael. Michael says, the path is now clear. I have removed all obstacles in your way. You can move forward now with ease and confidence. You will achieve what your heart desires.
I think that's an awesome card for you, Andrew.
Wow. That's awesome.
I think so, too. Yes, I do.
Truth.
Yeah.
And please, now that you're back, please be in touch with us. And we can,
yes.
You know, we like following your life. We do.
I know, right?
Why not?
Why not, right?
Exactly.
Word up on that note. All right.
All
bye,
right.
Darling.
We'll chat again.
Oh, yes, we will.
We shall do so.
Take care.
Okay. All right.
Love you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
She's incredible. I would have never thought she was 60. I don't.
The voice thing doesn't amaze me. Everybody, you know, there's some people that sound like they're 1,000 years old and they're 30. They just can't. The voice thing is the most deceiving thing on this planet.
Oh, the number of times I would get a phone call. I used to have a really young voice like her. I don't know what mine is now. Anyway, I would answer the phone and they would say, is your mommy there? No, I am the mommy.
Yeah, well, and if you start answering it with a lot of swear words, then they'll know you're the mommy. Hey, I got a bunch of kids here screaming. What the fuck do you want?
Exactly.
Like, oh, they're not asking. We got mom. That's what we got. We got. I got mom. She's pissed off. All right, we're going to area code 52.
Oh, I tried calling you guys yesterday, but I forgot it was news to the cell. And you'll never. You got to listen to this tagline. Back in the saddle again.
Yes.
I was horribly miserable up until my neighbor across the sidewalk brought a bunch of vegetables and stuff to me, and I said, "Well, can I make a soup?" Not D. And he said, "No, he's on a special diet." And I said, in my head, oh, this will give me a chance to talk with Dee, and because I usually cook for him in exchange for he helping me with repairs. So as soon as he got home, I texted him, and he came over. I said, there's something, the guy across the sidewalk brought stuff, and as soon as he, and it was windy outside, oh, God, I'll never forget this. He came in, he was smiling, and we shut the door because it was so windy, and I started crying, and I said, I can't take this anymore. I said, I just can't take us not talking. He wasn't responding to my text. He was very slow to respond, and it wasn't like, frivolous like it had been. And so we started talking back and forth, and he said, we never stopped talking. And, well, yes, we did, but I didn't argue. And so we talked some stuff over, and then we spent the whole rest of the day together doing errands and fixing stuff. And then that night we were talking, and then he called me at 3:30 in the morning, and we talked for a while. And then we were supposed to spend this afternoon together, but I am so tired. And I told him I had a lot of appointments. And then tomorrow we're spending all day together. We're going to go as we had planned before. And he's been asking me over and over again. We're still going to do that, right? But you know what, Deb, what do the cards say? Because sometimes I feel, don't know. I can't, I feel like sometimes he might be pushing me away, but not really. It might be in my head. Because I said to him, we were talking last night, and I said, you can never, ever talk to me like that again, ever. And then when we were in the, in bits and pieces, I'll bring it up, but we're laughing and talking about other stuff. And then we were in my room because he was fixing the heater again today. And I said, okay, let's also use the safe word if something's annoying you. And he said to me, okay, and no false alarms. He volunteered that. But did he get upset because I didn't go with him this afternoon? He said, no problem, choose a day. I just felt like he was pushing me away a little bit because first he mentioned, and he knows, I don't know, he's been very careful about mentioning other people or any, women or whatever. And then we were talking today, And he said, well, I was talking to a girl and blah, 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 blah. And then I said, nothing. And then he said, no, it was a man I was talking to. He volunteered that on his own. So what do the cards say? Are we moving forward? Are we, I mean, he sounded absolutely over the moon like me when we were making plans to go and do our whole all-day trip. He said, yeah, we'll do whatever you want. Well, yeah, we'll have a picnic. Yeah, we'll go to the restaurant. Yeah, you know, and I was, yeah, we're both excited, like little kids.
Well, first of all, we need to remember this guy is in a war with himself. Jim and others may not believe it, but I see right to the heart of people. And what I see is that he is really struggling. Who is he? He's trying to figure it out. You make him feel so doggone good. And then without you, he feels terrible.
Why is there a struggle?
It's a struggle because I think he truly wants to be a partner.
Then why wouldn't he just try it? It's not like he's married to a guy. He's got nothing to lose if he tries it.
Well, it may lead to... Lisa's not just looking for a romp in the shit sheets. Right?
Okay.
And I don't think he is either. So they're not going to just, make a decision very impulsively.
But eventually, the Audi's going to go in the innie if that goes down the road eventually. Eventually, no matter when you put the, I don't know if the cart's going to go or the one thing is going to go on the other eventually, whether it's first, second, third, or fourth. What does it matter if it happens first?
The treasure hunt. You know, I will plant my flag on him, and he will do whatever he wants to do with me.
That's my thing is he's not – I don't think he should be – maybe it's – well, he may be overthinking. Maybe he should be – he's struggling too much, and he shouldn't be. He should just try it.
You know who should be here tonight?
Because I'm not the guy.
Cho was here last night for you, Lisa.
Everybody was looking for you there. Everybody was sad.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
We were together all afternoon into the evening. We were together. I tried calling you guys, and I forgot your show was earlier. Oh, my God.
So yeah, that is one thing to remember. But the way you describe him, sometimes I wonder if he's a little manic depressive. I don't know. Just wondering if you get any.
You know, and I did ask him last night when we were talking. We were having these close conversations, face to face. And I said, "Do you have multiple personalities? Do you go up and down? I mean, we all have our moods." And he's smiling at me, and we're joking. And he said, "Well, maybe, you know." But I've been giving him clues. I've been saying, you know, if something is irritating you, just give me a heads up, you know, so it doesn't get to that point where it did before.
Exactly. But if he does go to, you know, have an outburst with you, my reaction would be to point at him and say, don't do that again. You promised you wouldn't.
She said that.
Yeah,
she
but I'm
them.
Saying in the moment.
What moment?
Just put him on the spot. If he goes to speak harshly.
I got you. Yeah.
You know, some people
That is a good call.
Some people are a lot like that.
You should come up with a safe word for that.
Some people are very much like that.
Like what, Deb? Explain.
Like
what?
Explain. You guys are too funny.
Explain.
I'm blaming
Deb.
But I want you to explain. What? What?
Deb, do you see us moving forward between us?
very much so. And you both are so hesitant and uncertain. You certainly aren't people that impulsively act. If you were drinkers, I think this would be moot at this point because you'd have already, you know, had a little fun.
Wham, bam, thank you, ma'am. Yeah.
Pretty much, yeah. And, you know, it would be tragic if you couldn't even remember it the next day.
Oh, God, yeah.
You could always get high with them. I don't know. Couldn't you just come right out and ask him? Say to him, I have feelings for you. I've got so many feelings.
You know what I said to him? This is what I said to him late last night when we were talking after a long time. I said, when he called me this morning, I said that. When he called me at 7:30, I said, we were talking a while, and then I said, he said something, and then I said, you know, I love you very much, and I just love that we're together like this, and I love, I mean, I must use the word love a trillion times, and then he was quiet for a second, and then we just kept talking, and his voice was so lovely and soft, and then, you know, we were going to get together.
I am. I'm getting excited listening to this because I haven't seen the picture of him, but I can just imagine.
Oh, don't imagine too much.
What a manly man.
Don't imagine too much, Deb.
All right.
You know what he does.
Yes, but you know what? Here's something I've noticed, and I've worked with couples and singles and men that go up, down, sideways, sexually, and I got to tell you something. When they meet somebody that truly cares for them, somebody that is there for them, I almost feel like I'm going to start rhyming now, but I'm trying not to.
Don't be a poet because you don't know it.
When you tell them how wonderful you think they are. And
it's like Elton John.
Why? Has he got a song like that?
Yeah, I wrote this song. You how wonderful that life is with you in my world.
Oh, geez,
blah, 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 blah. That's what I said. She sounds like fucking Elton John
lyrics.
That's
like
there.
If Elton John was a hillbilly.
I didn't sing it. I was kind of reciting it. I'm not going to sing Elton John.
Okay, so what I'm saying is it makes such an impression on them. You know, I think it's a hard world sometimes for men because, again, they have to compartmentalize their feelings. They have to put their war face on and go to work every day regardless. Where we women can call out and, you know, have a million excuses or just say, I'm just not up to it today, I can't come. You know, and they can't express their emotions that freely. Yeah, we said, back in the 80s, we want sensitive men, but do we? I mean, I don't know.
Chicks never know what the hell you want. We want freedoms. We're burning our bras. Guys aren't holding the door for us anymore. Up the checks anymore. You wanted your goddamn rights? Well, then you pick up the damn check. What's up with that?
Yes, but a real gentleman still opens the door.
Why? Why don't the hell don't you open a door for a guy? You want to be equals. We are equal.
I've done that. But
I've never seen
little old
like
men
that,
I've opened doors.
A little old man, not a significant other.
No, that's
a
their...
I should say a significant other because men, husband and wives will do that. I mean, somebody that you're... just starting the dating scene with. Chicks don't do that.
I don't know. I think we're
checking. The door thing. The chick thing is a whole different ballgame.
I love this guy. I totally love him, and I'm off the deep end with him. I don't know if he feels that exact way, but I see how he looks at me and when we're talking, and I tell him, you know, I just think he tells me things that he's done in the past, and it's so amazing. And he thinks I'm amazing.
Well, and you are amazing together. And I really think there's something here, and I'm glad that you have the courage to keep bouncing back and explore it. So he looked absolutely horrible in the reading the other night. So I'm really glad that you two patched things up, and now you have more time to spend together, and you sound... they're really happy.
She's walking on
sunshine.
I'm
so happy.
Yeah.
I'm so happy.
And I really think with every minute that you talk or you spend together, he is moving closer and closer toward wanting, you know, a full relationship.
I heard a bunch of euphemisms and metaphors when she said, I'm happy and I'm back in the saddle. Thought they banged. I thought they banged.
No.
I really did.
I know. You're right. Jimbo's right. He's so right. No, I didn't mean to be. No, I didn't mean to. But you know what? He comes and goes from my bedroom when he's doing repairs. I mean, I know I'm reading into that. But he's not really doing repairs. He's just, he leads the way to the bedroom. He feels so comfortable. And I think, oh, yeah.
Do you think it would flip you out if I tell you that what I see down the road? The two of you are going to live together, and I know I've said this before. Yeah.
You never know.
Yeah.
Well, you see it, but you didn't say, you don't have a time frame on that.
I would say.
There's a lot of flux here. I don't know if you can know.
Like
it,
maybe 6 months. Yeah.
That's soon. That's pretty soon.
Well, it is in a sense.
In a sense, that's soon as shit. Well, I don't have cards. How the hell would I know? But I'm just saying.
I've married men sooner than that in the past.
Oh, I adore this guy.
Well, look
and
at her.
One of his friends that he used to hang out with a lot. He's told me last night, and he's told me this before, he says he's jealous. And I said, well, you know, that could be a problem. I don't know. I don't know what to tell him. Oh, yeah, I'm jealous, too, when you go over there, you know.
That would be funny, though, but yeah.
Oh, my God, what a story all of this is. I'm going to remember this for the rest of my life.
Thank you for your posting, though. You know, had it not been for you and Jimbo and your support and Cho and everyone, oh, my God, I don't know what I would have done. I was floundering. I was so miserable. You saw it in the cards. And then when he came in, it was so natural. He was so sweet. You should have seen his face. He was smiling. And oh.
The problem is, this is Lisa, the deleter. You got to watch out for Lisa, the deleter. She's quick with a delete. She strikes hard and swift with that delete.
That's right. How did you get his phone number back? Did you have to tell him?
No, I had to dig. I had to dig through all the past caller ID calls, and
yeah.
I thought, oh, okay, here it is. And
well, Lisa,
you know, and
I love this. That's giving us a blow by blow play. Yeah.
Kind of funny about...
no play on words, hey, Deb? Blow by blow?
Blow by blow. Well, definitely.
Blow me down?
As there, bada bing. But it's kind of funny. I remember in the old days, well, days, like we're 5,000 years old. But remember, we had to actually commit phone numbers to our brain.
We did.
Guys had black books.
Yes.
We had to memorize. No, we don't know anybody's damn phone number because you have no reason to memorize it. None whatsoever.
Or look for my number on the men's restroom wall for a good time. Call Lisa in the bar.
Is it
no,
there?
I'm joking.
8-7-5-3-0-9.
Yeah, but you don't know unless you actually visit these restrooms.
Oh, Lisa. Put her name in that song.
Yeah, yeah.
Tommy Two-Tone, remember? Yes. Tommy Two-Tone, 8-6-7-5-3-0-9. All right.
This
it was
has
Jenny.
Been incredible.
Jenny, Lisa, what's the difference?
You sound like Andrew Dice Clay.
Well, it's kind of funny, though, when you think about that song.
Yeah.
He's singing about a chick he never met, and his only connection is her number's on a goddamn bathroom wall. It says, for a good time, call Jenny. And he's singing about her like she's some kind of princess, love of his life. But that's music. That's music. So he was like taking a pee-pee or a poo-poo, and he saw this number for a good time called Jenny. And I remember, we have all seen those. I don't know if they do that anymore. Typically, it's a guy that's pissed off at a chick, and he's done with her, and he puts it up there. Back in those days, no caller ID. So if you put somebody's number up there, when they used to do that, if you put that number up there, there was no caller ID. So they would answer. And they'd get some Freakaloid. So that's how they
get. Oh,
God,
a Freakaloid?
Yeah. A Freakaloid. Not to
be. Oh, man. I am looking at the lenses of rose-colored glasses right now. Everything's sunny. Everything's happy. I love it.
There's a song
Thank you
should
for your help.
To. There's a song you should listen to. Celine Dion and Barbara Streisand did it some years back.
Together?
Mm-hmm. It's called Tell Him. And the big focus in the song is she goes through how she dared to tell him how she feels, blah, blah, blah. What if he's in love with someone else? And it's a beautiful song. And then the hook or what the tagline is.
The singer.
Let it be. Oh, it's like, I just had it a minute ago. The gift you're giving to him with love is a gift you're also giving to yourself.
Is that coitus?
Yeah.
Even this coitus.
coitus. It's better than coitus interruptus. You know, coitus.
But dude, try to listen to that song. I think it will really speak to you about where you're at.
Well, you know, I don't know what else to do. I'm practically every second telling him compliments, which are from my heart. I did say last night or this morning, he asked me a question about something, and I said, oh, I love you. I just love living next door. I would never move. You know, I think he asked me if I was going to move or something, because, Deb, you said he thought I was moving. And
yeah, well,
I said, no, I love you too much.
Yeah. And I also wanted to suggest, why don't you sometime give him a back massage?
Ooh, okay.
And a lot of men love to have their feet massaged with lotion. They go crazy.
Yes, I will do that. I will. Yes, the person I work with does love.
Oh yeah, do
or,
that again.
Yeah.
Give him a nice sensuous massage. Massage, you know. Oh,
yeah.
I'm kind of demonstrating on my desk here. Yes.
He asked me last night if I would give him a haircut, and I said, "Oh, yours is too sophisticated. It has these lines on that line. I don't know if I'd massacre it, you know." But that's where we're at in our discussions.
Oh, listen to her. I love that feeling.
Thank you, Jimbo. You guys really know. Thank you.
But you know, that feeling you've got right now, that's better than medicine. It's better than anything else, that feeling of being in love. It can't, there's no.
I love him. Oh, God.
There's no comparison. Yeah. I don't know. You might have to say it a few hundred more times before any of us actually believe you. All right. You guys are very cute. All right. And I think that you're moving in a direction where, you know, what's really cool is that you two can have these disagreements, but you can't stay away from each other. I don't know what others out there are thinking, but yeah.
I don't know. I guess he feels the same way. I mean, he's still sounds very excited about tomorrow. I can only read into him because he doesn't pour it on like I do.
Have you thought about that at all?
Well,
that last sentence you just said, have you thought about that at all? He doesn't pour it on like I do.
You guys are not open books.
But maybe you should maybe throttle down a bit. I'm just saying, maybe it's too much.
Good point.
I don't have the cards. I don't have the cards. Deb would have to tell you if that's a fact. She didn't say that.
No, I didn't.
She didn't say it. I'm just.
That's an excellent point. Excellent
I just put out there. Sometimes I have been starting relationships with women, and they have come on
too
like
strong.
Holy goat shit, we're gonna have 15 kids eventually. I'm like, are you freaking kidding me? They have poured it on like you're my knight in shining armor, my light and day. I want to be with you 24/7. Even leap year day, I want to be with your ass. I'm like, why can't we just back it up a wee bit?
No, I love the perspective. I love what I'm hearing. I do. Because I've told myself, God, I don't want to scare this dude away for sure.
Yeah, well, I will tell you that will make – I would jump off a cliff and hope I hit water, but I would take the chance.
Well, you know, he still invites me out earlier this afternoon or later after I had told him the L word. He said, come on, let's go. Let's go together. You ride your trike and I'll walk with you. Let's go. Let's go do it right now. And then we just, you know, he decided it was too cold, but we're going to do it. So he comes up with these, like, let's do this. Let's do that.
Is that like a motorcycle?
Did you say he said you could ride your trike?
I have a
Does it have little bells and whistles and little tassels hanging off of it?
No. It has it's a three-wheeler non-motorized, and I love it because I can carry stuff in it, my thermos and my backpack and I just go riding out in the country. And I love stopping and just you know, I even have like a little stool I carry and I draw out in the desert, you know, I sit there and draw. And so he likes to walk. And I told him the other day when we were, I guess it was yesterday, I said, you know, I'll go ahead and ride with, or, you know, if you want to walk alongside, you know, I was just making all these suggestions. And so today he said, let's go do it. So it's like he's not running away after I said the L word this morning. And he called me, I was half asleep. So it came out of my mouth.
Let's face it. A man that doesn't want to be there is not going to be there. He would diss you. He would dust you. I mean, he would run hightailing it to the hills. So it's apparent that he feels a real connection with you. And damn, he was getting so close when he said what he did about wondering why he was gay.
Yeah.
But you'll get back there. Yes, you will.
All right.
Now, here's your card.
It's a healing angel card reading.
Yeah.
The subject is anxiety. We surround you with the healing light of amethyst. That's a stone, yes.
Mm-hmm.
A gem, I should say. Take a deep breath and breathe in this beautiful violet light. Feel your anxiety melting away. There's nothing to fear. There is only love.
I love that. Use the L word again. Yay!
I had a feeling that she would like that last word they said.
Well, you've got us all hanging on your every word, I'll tell you. I felt lost without our Lisa last night, you know.
Oh,
yeah.
You know, and I was just really swept away by being with him all day, all afternoon. We were talking and yakking it up and yeah.
And we thought that with the hour difference, it's so early there that you might have been really busy. We actually
figured.
I mean, that's an hour early here, the West Coast. That's, we figured.
I mean, it's still after, you know, afternoon.
So you guys
there.
Are just wrapping up a day or
yeah.
getting near the end of the day. So we figured, yeah, she's probably doing her thing, you know. So.
Well, we
yeah,
look forward
to it.
We were busy, but you weren't busy. Someday you will be.
We need the next installment ASAP.
Word up on that, dog.
Yeah.
The Chronicles of
I'm
Lisa.
Breathless. But I love Jimbo's added spice and salt and wisdom and sage.
I have read, I do a lot of medical reading because it fascinates me, but I have read that women can actually train their bodies to give them an orgasm just looking at somebody.
How many people do you know that?
I'm not going to tell
you.
You
know,
I don't know anybody.
I actually saw something.
Yes.
I'll tell you that
right now.
Go ahead.
I actually saw, because I watched the show. It's a European show. It's Britain. And based in Britain, and I think it's called Good Morning. Good Morning. They were interviewing someone there that was talking about the very same thing, but she didn't say she focused on any particular individual. She just said, "Oh yeah, I can do it in the supermarket. I can do it here. I can do it there." And she was a therapist, some kind of sexual therapist, where she was teaching people how to do this.
How to do it?
Yes.
How to do it?
It doesn't sound like something I would want to do.
I think it would involve the muscle. I think it's muscular.
Why would I want to baby?
Kind of like a kegel.
Why in God's name would I ever want to just do that while I'm walking down the street?
Maybe it's
clothes?
A female thing.
Why the hell why wouldn't you want to do it the good old fashioned natural way there, Billy Bob?
Oh no, I totally agree. But you know,
that's
listen to all these.
Yeah.
Listen to all the callers calling you in. I mean, you're called the psychic love doctor. For some reason on the planet, a lot of people are single. And, I mean, look at me. I'm practically begging him to have a couple situation. And it's pandemic in a different form.
Why does everybody think being single is such like a scarlet letter?
It's a good thing. It can be.
He's in the sewer.
No,
Jim enjoys being a man. You know, he likes
that. And why does that have to be a man? Because you don't want to be married to one person and die with that person. You know what?
But there
I had a first car when I was 16. I didn't plan on spending my entire life with that goddamn car. You get new cars.
I think you can have a lot of women callers. I mean, I count myself as one. You know, is so-and-so coming back or is this going to start up? I mean, look how we call you. We plague you with that. And so that woman that was saying, you know, she can teach people to do this, maybe eliminating a problem.
Have any of you ever read the history of how vibrators came into existence? I wish I knew. It was way back in the day. Yeah, but it's shocking. It's like back to the, I think, like possibly colonial days, somewhere back then. But here's what it was. Women didn't have orgasms, but they did have sex with their husbands and probably their boyfriends. Oh. You know? But they would go to the doctor because they felt so congested in the pelvis region that the doctor would diddle them with his fingers and his hand. This is absolutely.
Are you sure this wasn't some freaking porn movie?
I've seen it in a movie.
Oh, I bet you saw it in a movie.
But his arm got tired after doing this all day. So he invented the first vibrator.
He should have switched arms. What else are you thinking? The women would go there to get relieved.
And they loved it because they were having orgasms.
And he could have introduced her to Big Jim and the twins while he was at it.
Read up on it, folks. I don't make this shit up. I just read up on it. And what about the things like Benoit balls?
Hey, you know what? You guys got to speak to that.
The butterfly. Yes.
That's all on you guys. Because I don't have that plumbing where that would apply to me.
And isn't it interesting? You guys don't have toys like that.
You know what we have for toys? You chickas. You're our toys. Why the hell do we need to get something plastic when there's doing your girl? Why in God's name would I get a blow-up doll?
I've been hearing these stories for decades, though, how people would, in sewing factories, groups of them, they were basically women, and they would take a break, and then they'd all do the deed. Someone was telling this years ago, and they would crouch down, take a break. They would all crouch down, and then it was in another country, and then they would, you know, finalize their goal, the masturbation thing, and they'd get back onto the sewing machine.
Oh, they do it.
It was a sewing factory. Yeah. Yes, and the whole crew of workers did that.
I think it's
I don't know.
I think that is a very misunderstood organ. You know, we're raised to be prudes, at least I was. My grandmother made me face the wall to undress as a little girl.
Maybe she liked looking at your butt.
And then they told us, you know, the boy won't respect you if you're too easy. So it made us totally disconnect from any.
Oh, I got that.
Yeah.
We had to
disconnect from the feelings we were having.
Oh, we're not disconnecting squat. Hang on, folks. I'll take care of that right now. Done. We are good. We're good to go, Daddy.
Great.
All right.
So, Lisa, you've given us another fantastic lesson. Tonight.
What is the lesson? I want to know what
Gab, I think you've added and you took charge of this, and we went down the path following you. I love it.
You're the one that gets me lit up. You get
the history, the historical facts.
You've got to look at things and figure out where did this come from. That made a lot of sense to me, that a doctor's arm got tired.
So apparently in Martha, Washington... You know, George is out there in the battlefield, went and got serviced by a doctor, apparently. I'm hearing.
Hey, was he called Dr. Feelgood?
Oh, I would
Dr.
think.
Dr. Feelgood. Or the Motley Crue.
The ladies flocked there. Yeah, I saw it in a movie. It was not the Kinsey Report, I don't think the movie was. But it was in a movie. Hugh Grant might have been, not Hugh Grant. Maybe Hugh Grant. I don't remember. but it was actual doctor's office that they made an appointment, and it was to relieve this congestion.
Congestion.
So that's what they thought it was.
I'm sorry, my little whisker biscuit's feeling a little stuffy tonight. Can you help me out, please? Can you help me out with my, you know, sometimes she gets a little stuffy. I would like a little whisker.
Oh my goodness. How
do you do a doctor's
I guess they had a way back then.
What did the guys do? They have a female doctor would help them out too? Excuse me,
I wonder
man.
What
I'm a little bit blue. Could you give me some relief, doctor man? I guess they were. Little, right?
I wonder what his prescriptions looked like.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Look at the Victorian age. I mean, they were all, you know, like, I don't know what you'd call it, sex maniacs.
Oh, my gosh, I love it.
Clubs and writing on walls. There's always been sex. Otherwise,
there would be
no mankind, right?
Yeah.
and that's another thing when you say man whore thing. That's another thing is Darwin thing is you women want to find the best partner on this planet.
For breeding.
For breeding the best children to help the species. That's not your goal, but that's in your DNA. And the guys... Right. We got unlimited amount of sperm. We're going to try to just fling it everywhere, and then we'll wait for those good chicks that want it and help the population out. It's a Darwin thing, so it's not
it
our
really
fault.
Is.
It's
yeah.
not our
yeah.
fault for being
yeah,
that's
true.
I'm not a man. It's Darwin's fault.
And you're just free yeah. with your sperm.
Just doing what I was born to do. That's all. That is my purpose in life, to populate Earth.
You know, I did ask my late husband once, are you guys, what would be the word?
I don't know. What is the word?
Are you, like, partial to your semen? Does it mean something to you? And he was like, hell no.
Well, it might mean something if it's going to get me child support someday.
Right,
so you're right. Goddamn right. But as far as that, no.
Yeah, he was like, no.
It's not the same as you women with your eggs.
And getting knocked up, yeah.
Well, or just you guys don't easily... I don't donate anything, but you guys don't. You think really hard about donating eggs when it comes to that time, because that's your female. You can get an egg. What's wrong with that?
Where you can give your sperm.
That's your nature.
You'll sell it to those places.
Sell it? In college, we give it away all the time. Hey.
Oh God.
Yeah.
I suppose.
The laugh. I love Jimbo's laugh.
When you got to move on, you got to move on.
You know, he gets on a roll and starts riffing on these things.
I haven't been like crazy shit where I write a book, but I've been around the block a few times, being in the Navy and being overseas and being in, even the job I've had, I've been sent around in different places. I know a few
Did
things.
Did you pay for your hooker?
Never, ever, 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 ever.
Oh,
why would you do that?
I don't know.
Unless you were like Charlie Sheen and you had all this money and you want to get one of those $1,500 Vegas ones, maybe?
Yes.
Oh,
gosh.
So
he doesn't have to date any of them. He just wanted wham, bam, you know.
Yeah.
But I bet, Jeff, I bet there were women lined up to take on Charlie Sheen without being paid. I bet he had,
Absolutely.
For some reason,
that
bad boy was a bad boy.
And there you go, bad boys.
And... Right before he, like, melted down and had to go to rehab, he was, like, having tons of porn star chicks hanging out in his mansion.
Yeah.
Tons of them. He said he wanted one of each flavor. He wanted a redhead, a blonde, and
Asian.
They were all, because of their work, they're like, cool, we're on board.
And, you know, he even took one to Thanksgiving dinner at his ex-wife's house with the children. They all sat at the table together.
Oh,
God.
If only that would have been filmed.
With Denise.
Was it that one?
Yeah. That's the one, Denise.
They could have made a fortune if they would have charged pay-per-view for that. I think I would have paid $10 to watch that. I would have paid $10 to watch that live. I would have.
The prostitute at the table sitting with her I Dream of Jeannie outfit on, and everybody else is passing the turkey and the grapes.
And Denise Richards there, who is nothing to sneeze at, mind
you. She really isn't, no.
I mean, I'm saying positive. She's gorgeous.
Very good looking.
She's gorgeous. Well, I mean, yeah. I don't know about that. but her day, oh my Lord Jesus.
All right.
Okay.
Oh Lord. It's funny how when we start getting all, yeah, we start talking about God. And, you know, I don't know if God would like that so much. Oh, that chick is hot. Oh, Lord. I think God would be like, whoa, slow down there, buddy boy. Oh, remember the commandments there, dickweed, he would say.
He gave us his heart.
He gave us his heart. When you read the Bible, he wanted us to actually use our brain more than our, you know, heart. They don't connect real well.
You know, we should have set aside a show each week called the Lisa Show.
Actually, I think we should make one.
And we can go wherever we want.
A roundtable discussion, and we'll have guests. Maybe we get like
we don't have to laugh to it in.
We could get Dr. Ruth maybe in there, somebody like that. Maybe Charlie Sheen would show up. You don't know.
Oh my gosh, you're.
You don't know until you ask them. You don't know. Think big, they say. Think big. Yep. And that's what you women always think is big, right? Bada bing, bada bang.
No, but we do have our code words to let each other know if he performed well enough, if he met our standard, if he followed our lead. You know,
my goodness. I have to sign off. I'm getting the call.
Oh,
it's
you better call
me,
girl. You better go.
I know.
We'll
Thank
talk
you.
To you tomorrow.
I love you guys.
Bye-bye.
When you got to go, you got to go.
Oh, yeah.
I put her on hold, but it sounds like there'll be, unless she does a switch. Yeah. Let's see. She hasn't disconnected. She might be doing the switch thing.
She's
good at
got
that.
Got it bad.
I'm hot for
Ooh.
Teacher. It's Van Halen.
I don't know that song.
That was on 1984.
You know what they said when I was way back in when I was on active duty in the Army?
Mm-hmm.
The girls called it, would say that he had a hot ass. They'd say, wow, he's got a hot ass if she's, you know, on top of it like that. For her to get
okay.
off the air.
I got you. Yeah, those phrases evolve.
And I just think if those two ever make the, you know, the connection, it's going to be like spontaneous.
Sometimes the problem with that is sometimes there's such a pre-buildup that it's an automatic letdown. It can never be.
Mm.
You know, it gets such a pre-buildup. It took too long sometimes. Doesn't mean that they would be a deal breaker. They'd be like, oh, yeah, that was just
high
like just
alcohol
like other
is good in those situations.
Yeah, she's not a drinker. Neither is he.
A little of the bubbly.
All right, real quick. Hey, folks, we've extended the show. Folks that are on hold, do not despair.
Who's
but we're gonna
us?
We're gonna take
everyone.
We're gonna take a UK Facebook or can't
okay.
call in or messenger in Jamie.
And
he's been here since he was like the first one I think that I actually talked. So he's been here forever.
Jamie, I'm all yours.
And he says, will I meet someone in the next few months? And he's a UKer.
Okay.
From the United Kingdom. I like that. Sounds really cool when they say that.
I wonder,
United Kingdom.
Yeah, I wonder. I've got a.
United States sounds boring.
It does, doesn't
United
it?
Kingdom. I remember back like when they transitioned back in the 20s, 30s, 40s, and 50s, they used to be like the Ottoman Empire, the Empire of Japan.
They
you know?
Did.
The Empire thing sounded really cool. Oh, Nicola's here. Oh, I did not see her. I'm sorry. Nicola is also here from the UK.
Hello.
We love our British invasion.
Oh, we do.
We do. Hey, we you know what? When you think about it, you know, we had a rough start back in the 1700s and 1800s, beat the shit out of each other like brothers. But the brothers grew up, and now we embraced each other, UK and the US. We're brothers forever. No more fighting.
Do you think it was a really good call to come here to this, you know, this kind of a wilderness.
Oh, that's what you know, UK, Spain, mm-hmm. Portugal, France, they were all expanding when they discovered
they were all coming.
The world. That was smart. Well, just free land, free, because all the natives, you can just kill them. You know, they were brutal back then. All this free land.
How did they know it was there? Who found it?
Well, you could the Vikings, Columbus was a dumbass, and he found it by accident. There was a bunch of stuff, but... Once it's there, it's like, well, you know, we should probably go there because amongst them, they thought we are the superpowers and none of the people we know have state claims. So we'll go there and state claim. Now, the indigenous people, they figure, well, we'll just eliminate them. You know, screw them.
And Jamie. Jamie, you're looking for, what was it, a relationship or
Well, I meet somebody in the next few months.
Okay.
That's
yes, there's all kinds of possibilities for you, hon. Here's the issue,
though.
There's
a Newcastle.
Where's Newcastle?
In the United Kingdom.
Oh, is it?
I didn't, the name rings a bell because of the beer. Go ahead.
Oh, okay. Is that where it's from?
I don't know. I assume.
Yeah. Anyway, I want to tell you, though, you seem to still be processing from a past relationship, and there's still a lot of negative emotions attached to that. Looks to me like you really had hoped a lot for that previous relationship, and it went south, and you were unhappy, very unhappy with the way it ended, and there's still lingering emotions from that. But as you work through them, oh, you can go meet people and go out, have a good time. But I wouldn't try to get serious with anyone until you've really gotten rid of that baggage. You know, there's some aspects to it that seem unfinished. Like maybe you and the one from the past need to get together sometime or will encounter each other and you're going to want to possibly ponder a new beginning, but I'm just saying, for now, just enjoy yourself, have a good time, be social. And what did he say? Anything?
No, he's been listening.
Okay, but yeah.
And you could give feedback during. It's a new person,
yeah.
So.
And being that you're new,
yes, here you go.
The reading is very broad until
vague.
I get to know you better.
And
intuitively.
And if you're comfortable and you like this, what you should do is you should, on Facebook Messenger, you should find Deborah Lee, do a search, L-E-I-G-H, Deborah Lee, and you'll see a bunch. Pick the two, send friend requests to the two of it with her picture. There's different pictures, but you'll know it's her. And then in the future, you can actually message her in. It'll be a lot better for you.
Yeah, I think so, too.
A lot better. A lot better. Because there's a 20, 30-second typing delay, and he said true to what he said 20, 30
yeah.
seconds ago.
So keep coming back, and we'll keep looking at this issue. And as we go along, there will be people sprouting up in this that when you meet them, you'll know exactly who they are and what their impact will be on your life. So, yeah, I think there's still a lot of hurt on your part. Okay. Now is your healing card.
It is your healing angel card reading tonight, Jamie. Precious gift is the subject. Friendship, family, and love are precious gifts. Do not lose sight of what is most important. So sometimes we get wrapped up in different things we want. Those are like the basic core goals that are actually sometimes more important than our immediate lust and love goals. But we're humans, so we don't care. We're humans. We are who we are. We try to do our best to use our brain.
We're still part animal, too.
There's a lot of things going on, DNA, brain, heart, emotions, and all that stuff. We do their best. But, you know, we're humans. We're supposed to make mistakes. We just try to minimize them. That's your goal.
Well, thank you, Jamie.
Thank you, Jamie. And thank you. He has been on here. So he was the first one, I think, that spoke to us.
Oh, tonight. That's nice.
We
thank
like it.
Thank you.
We like it. And then, like I said, and we gave it in Nicola International shout out to from the Newcast. All right, we're going back to the callers because they've been holding since the end of time.
We're
going
to have to speed these up a little bit.
We're on the downhill run now.
Because they will cut us off at a certain point.
Dun, dun, dun. We're going to 614 Ohio. 614, welcome and thank you for holding.
Hello, Ohio. What is your name, please? Hello.
Oh, they might have been holding for so long. I hope they didn't take a break, take a nap.
All right, well.
We won't hang up on them. We could come back to them. Maybe they had to go pee-pee, poo-poo, caca. We don't know how life is. All right, we're going to go to the next caller in line that has been holding also for many moons. 856. 856, welcome to the show. You're live.
Hello there. Welcome.
Jersey.
Welcome to the
show. Hi, guys.
Oh, it's
Rosemary.
Yes. Hello,
hon. How are you?
We're doing good. We're doing good. How are you doing?
Glad that you're with us. You waited a long time. Oh, I'm so glad you're getting better.
Yeah, that you got to get better.
Yes.
Thank you. We're happy.
So what is on your mind this evening, my dear?
Indeed.
Still a little chaos, and he's been on my mind, like, off and on, because I know he's been trying to get in, and I cleaned up his number off my phone and a few other people, too. So, why am I not getting my phone calls? But he didn't call me back, call me for the, what you said a couple weeks ago about the, make sure I put my video, my voicemail thing, chat on thing to record them. He hasn't done that yet.
Okay, so what would you like me to look at?
What does your gut tell you, and what would you like to ask?
I don't know if I should call him or let him come to me.
That's a good question. And what does your gut tell you? Are you totally divided and you don't have a decision?
I have a decision because people from overseas, they have, like, broken fingers. They don't know how to dial, if that makes sense.
Metaphorically, we got what you're saying there. Yes, indeed. Sometimes I am pretty stupid, but I got that one.
Is this a good guy for you?
He could be what he wants to be.
That could be. That is an honest answer, because can we 100% say that somebody is? You can just say, I think they could be, but you don't know.
Have you left him messages that he hasn't answered?
Yes, she said so.
Okay.
Yes.
You have?
Yeah, I thought she said so. I want her
to that could be a sign.
It could be a sign. That's why I defer to the cards, because...
Yeah, because I know there's something behind that, too. That's why by phone,
yep.
If that makes sense.
Yep, absolutely makes sense. Yep, I'm with you. There's a lot of signs here, and you want to try to be a positive person and think the good things, but
oh boy,
there's so many bad apples out there.
And it really disappoints me when I have to give a reading like this.
But it's better to give truth when you think it's a bad apple.
First of all, I want to tell you, honey, you could do so much better than this guy.
Well, I believe that too.
He is incapable. Being faithful to any woman. It's right here. He's full of secrets and lies. And I really think, here's what I got to share with you.
Okay.
I really think he's trying to do you a favor by ignoring you.
Oh, he actually might think enough of you to try to get you to go away so he doesn't screw you over. Right.
Yeah, like many, many years ago, I dated a guy from another city, and we went out and had a nice time, and when we went to go, he went to bring me home, he said at the door, he goes, I can't see you again, and I was like, why? And he said, because I'm too much of an asshole for a nice girl like you.
Mm. Well,
and
that's cool.
My ego was hurt,
but
then after, I really honored him. For that honest.
So he want. Oh yeah, he.
He wanted. Yeah.
He wanted a bad person, and he might have been an abuser in the making. So.
Well, I think he wanted to have a quick hookup.
A quick hookup and a dump, and maybe set up a friend with benefits on the side anytime he needed.
And I mean, he was like a little Robert Redford. He was so cute. So, for you. This is not a good man for you, honey. He's only going to break your heart. He's going to lie and cheat on you. He could, with this four of diamonds placement, this could easily be abuse. And I really feel bad to tell you that. I know you're still not back, you know, fully on your feet. But would it help for me to tell you that if you could put this guy, like, in your past and leave him there, there will be another one coming along because you've made room for him, okay? Emotional room and physical room.
Understood. Yeah, I know what you're saying.
And he will come along and adore you. I see him here. He's right in these cards, and he is looking for you. So I think that if you could turn yourself to the future, take this as a message from him, by him not returning your call. No response is a response, okay? So, honey, you're doing yourself a lot of good if you can just get him off your mind.
Yeah, I don't know why. Yeah, because I know his brother's involved in all that stuff. And yeah, I get it. And
I know. It's hard. It's really, really hard. And sometimes I've suggested to people in a situation like this, sit down and write a bunch of letters sharing how you feel, but do not mail them. Don't mail them. You'll only make yourself look pitiful. You'll look, you'll embarrass yourself.
Yeah, you want to...
Yeah.
You want to have some, there's a certain, you want to do something, but you got to keep your pride.
And your dignity.
Pride and dignity. Right. Because if nothing else, that's one of the, there's a few things you can only keep in life depending on what's thrown at you, but you can always keep that.
Yes, you can. And the other thing that we women that I know up here in Virginia, we say, oh, I'm done with him. And then we go, next, like calling the next guy to come forward. So I really think you're gonna find your true husband, and I believe it's in the next guy that you meet. I see children for you. I see a beautiful life, honey. Seriously.
Okay. Cool.
So get this guy out of your system.
Yeah.
He's like a, I don't know, like
find
a,
the way in
a
yourself.
Poison.
Find a way how you can find to make it happen. Everybody's
yeah.
different. We can't tell you how to make it end.
And you know that the old...
Find a way to end it.
The old saying is you never really get over somebody until you find somebody else to love.
That's why guys like to line up replacements before they break up.
They
the
do. They do.
Well, I did that once, and a friend of mine said, that's just smart.
To have the next one in line.
Line up the replacement first.
Kind of not fair to the one you're with, but what are you going to do? You know.
Life's a bit.
So take care, honey. We're going to give you a healing card now. All
right. Subject is positive outcome.
Mm.
The sun is about to burst through the clouds, and you will soon see things in a different light.
There you go.
Well, it's not done yet.
Oh.
Something that previously seemed hopeless will soon be filled with nothing but hope.
Oh, I love that for you, Rose. Maria,
Rose
I love
Marie, that. And you do sound better every time, but
yeah, you do.
Sounds like a rough road to recovery, though.
Yeah,
it is.
Much.
But you know what? As long that's without, you know, we've been really sick before, and sometimes it takes a long time. As long as every couple of days you feel a little bit better,
yeah.
you know you're on the right path.
Yes.
Yes.
Absolutely. So you call us again, and we'll see if that new man is closer. Than he is tonight.
We shall do so.
All right.
All right, cool. Appreciate it.
All right, honey.
Thank
you're
you.
Going to love
Thank
this
you very
guy.
Much.
He is her Prince Charming.
Woo-hoo.
That's coming along.
All righty, folks. We have gone and gone and gone.
Yeah, I think we have to.
Unfortunately, we never want to end, but we have to because we are humans, too. We got we can't do this forever.
But we'll be here tomorrow.
Tomorrow. I mean, we never know. You know, we know. Nobody knows, but likely tomorrow. You know that, right?
All right, we're gonna say goodbye to our glove box.
It's always over, baby. Bye. Let me hold you
goodbye. 4 p.m. 6 p.m.
Through that.